Now, when it comes to having a holiday, what's your preference? Abroad or stay in the UK? Well, according to new research, a large percentage of us here in the UK tend to forget about what the UK has to offer. Where's good to go in the UK? London? Not according to the research. It's not as popular. So what are the top voted staycation activities in the UK and things to do? Well, I'm joined by Simon Calder, who's a travel expert, and also by Rosalind Smith from Leonardo Hotels and Jury's Inn, who sponsored the research. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, Rosalind, first of all, why did you do the research?
Well, Leonardo Hotels is new to the UK. We've 12 hotels now in Scotland, Manchester, Heathrow Airport and Southampton. But we recently opened 3 Leonardo Royal Hotels in central London. So we wanted to understand more about British people's perception of London and their views on travel in general. And as you mentioned, we surveyed 2,000 people, but only 1 in 20 British people in the survey have said that they've never visited London. So that's 3.5 million people that have never visited London. London, which we're really surprised at.
Does that not worry you with opening 3 hotels there?
Not at all, because there's 30 million people that fly in from all over the world. They obviously appreciate London and everything it has to offer, but it's just disappointing that maybe we don't appreciate what's on our own doorstep.
Do you think that, Simon, does that ring true with you? We take the place for granted, really?
The figure was absolutely astonishing in this survey by Leonardo Hotels. 95% of people do not make the most of what's on their doorstep. And fortunately, particularly if you're looking at the capital, where, by the way, 6% of people have never been. That's 3.5 million Brits. There's so much on offer that it's great to have a world-class city that is only a train ride away.
Let's have a look. What are some of the top voted activities then to do in London, for instance?
So the top attraction for visits to London was Big Ben at 51%. And then that was followed by Tower Bridge, where one of our hotels is located, 48%. And then Trafalgar Square, the London Eye, Buckingham Palace, Tower London, Hyde Park, all coming in the high 40s of attractions for people visiting London.
Now, I haven't visited London for quite a long time now. I used to go quite regularly when I drove, but now I'm not allowed to drive due to my eyesight. And I've been to, like, I think 4 or 5 of those things on that list there. There's still plenty to do in London, I think, for me. I think it's a fascinating city.
It certainly is. And if you are visually handicapped, well, there is still plenty to enjoy. I mean, for example, you can just go to obviously sit in any of the great parks, Regent Park, or Hyde Park particular favourites, hear what's happening. There are opportunities, for example, to go to the House of Parliament, not just to visit the place, but also to sit in and watch the debates. It's a wonderful opportunity for everybody. I find a very inclusive city. And of course, there are a million places to eat, and you can eat your way around the world in London. And also, despite what I think 5% of people think who've never been to London, it's not unfriendly. It's very welcoming, honest.
Not in the rush hour, it isn't.
Well, the tube in the rush hour isn't a great place to be. But of course, if you stay in one of Rosalind's lovely hotels, they are nice and central, so you can just walk everywhere.
Actually, that's for me, that is quite key, because I'm not a very confident traveller. Now that my sight has deteriorated, I'm not confident travelling on my own, particularly in a big city. But a lot of things in London now, attractions have a lot more accessibility. You have, you know, Madame Tussauds and various things. You have audio described tours of places. You've got the Tower of London. A lot to do. What about for those that don't want to go to London? It's maybe just too busy. There's other things to do across the country, though, aren't there?
Yeah, and when we asked this question, the top things that came out for people that want a holiday in Britain was visiting a theme park. That came out the highest at 65%. And then that was followed by 59% of people that said that they like to visit one of the other big cities, such as Birmingham, Manchester, or Liverpool. And the next thing after that was visiting the beaches of Cornwall or Devon, 48% of people. Yeah, no surprise there, I suppose. But the next kind of few are surprising. 43% said that they like to go camping in the British countryside. And 38% said they like to go swimming in the sea off the British coast, which might be a bit surprising.
Well, I find actually most surprising, do forgive me, Rosalind, I find the camping figure much more surprising at 43% of people saying it's a really great British thing to do. Not for me, it isn't, not while you've got decent hotels. Whereas I'm perfectly happy to go swimming in the sea because I think many of us were brought up to understand that this might be Britain, it might not be the Mediterranean or the Caribbean, but you're jolly well going to enjoy it. And I do try and swim in the sea off the coast of Britain every year.
And you keep coming back.
Yes, of course, yes.
But there are some fantastic places. Some of the most beautiful countryside, I think, you know, in the UK compares with anywhere in the world.
Absolutely.
Yes, that was a particular favourite of a lot of people. It's great to walk through and enjoy and listen to, not so good to camp in my experience.
It's funny you mention that, actually, because 53% in the survey agreed that Britain is some of the most beautiful countryside. But only 10% of people who live in those, say, rural areas make the most of their surroundings. And it was same for people that live near beaches. Only 10% say that they take advantage of living near the beach.
It's like working in a biscuit factory, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you get sick of biscuits. But it just shows we have so much to offer in this country. When it comes to accessibility, Simon, what's the best way to approach that if you're going to go from a hotel point of view?
Well, look, thankfully, all the current generation of hotels in London are really well equipped for people with less mobility and with special needs and so on. So it's a great time to be a tourist, thank goodness, because for far too long there hasn't been sufficient consideration of people, for example, who cannot see as well as others. So it's a really good time to be a tourist. And of course, if you stay in Britain, then you don't have to go through the awful airport ordeal, which whatever your state of health is never a huge amount of fun.
And you should perhaps contact the organisation directly to find out about accessibility, do you think?
I think that's always a good idea. At our hotel brand, our hotels are very accessible, and also we welcome guide dogs as well.
Where can we get some more information?
You can find the full survey on our website, leonardohotels.co.uk.
It's always a pleasure to talk about holidays and to speak with Simon Calder and Rosalind Smith. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.